Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
And we're back live, the Tom and Tim Show. Here we are
on
August 6th.
August 6th, which is a very sad day to commemorate, and that is the bombing by the United States of a supposedly, arguably rational president. Is that an oxymoron? And, killing thousands and thousands of people, and then of course, making it worse by 2 days later, bombing Nagasaki.
Which was not a military city at all.
It
was.
I'm sure they rationalized it. Being in politics, I could see, who's feeding him this information and all that. I don't think Truman was great for that. That's what I'm trying to say. And the Looney Tune that we have now,
it's scary.
It's scary to think.
He's got the power.
The other guy was wrong. And did it for a lot of wrong reasons and bad information, but he seemed to do it methodically, right. At least step by step. Then he convinced us, the voter, that was the right thing to do. What a fucking bullshit!
Yeah, but whitewash. It's also Truman didn't even know about the Manhattan Project. Roosevelt had never told him.
Yeah.
So he comes into office. Into office after Roosevelt dies. In the middle of towards the end of World War II, and the generals told him, "Well, we have this new weapon that'll end the war," and once you'd blown up Hiroshima, why did they have to do it 3 days later in Nagasaki?
Because my dick is definitely going to be bigger. Well, there's that. There's going to be an eclipse coming soon. The whole city will go dark and Mayor Lee will disappear. The vampires!
I don't know.
Well, sink your teeth into this.
San Francisco won't get a total eclipse, but it'll go dark for a while.
Yeah. I remember the last one was in the evening, I think. But supposedly, you got to be careful. There's some fake glasses out there that will burn your retina.
Yeah, you don't want to look at the eclipse. Although they say there's going to be 250,000 people in Salem, Oregon to watch the total eclipse.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot of special sun viewing glasses. You know what? I'm going to sit at home and watch it on the TV.
Yeah, the last person you look at will be burnt on your retina. So
exactly.
A reason to stay away from City Hall.
Yes.
We also had a celebration, a marking of the I Hotel, which was a very, complicated yet admirable challenge for grassroots people and for activists, because we had to put a lot aside to unify around this one issue. And we had a sheriff who at first said that he would protect people. And then the next week, when they were all evicted, senior Filipinos and Filipinas, when they were all evicted, he was seen on the front page of the Chronicle and the Examiner chopping down doors to evict people after the week before.
He was in his own jail.
He was his own jail. And I do remember how well organized they were. And I was part of little groups. And then there was a woman I really didn't like, and she was in charge. I always thought she was a duck. Wah, 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 do this, do this, do that. Yeah. And then, being in Russian River and getting the phone call and going down there and thinking, well, I'm going to be brave and, don't mess with me, and linking arms with people. And then those horses came up and that was it. Yeah. I just shat my pants. I never realized. Oh, hello, pony, with the flaring nostrils and the eyes. I was scared shit. And yes, we did. We dispersed,
Well, that's what they were trying to do.
Diane Feinstein, right?
Mounted police. And
I'd like to mount a few police. Oh, sorry. That hot cop, what happened to him? He's in jail.
Part of the history of this, and the Chronicle did the story on the commemoration of the 40th anniversary of this. That's fine. But, and then John Diaz had an editorial saying, the city has moved on.
Oh, he's such a revisionist, self-justifying, entitled.
But let's remember
Nabob.
That this did not just happen because of a real estate speculator and a judge.
Yeah.
City Hall was involved in this. In fact, Diane Feinstein, after the eviction, then, of course, after Diane Feinstein became mayor about 6 months later.
Yeah, I know.
The big battle after the eviction was the demolition permit, because after the eviction, they wanted to tear down the building.
And the tenant
said, if we can save this building, maybe we can get back in. And no, Diane Feinstein's planning commission and her board of appeals, with her full support, went pell-mell to allow the demolition of the Eye Hotel as quickly as possible.
And no social consciousness there, you know.
You know, it's funny.
She always played to that part.
I wrote a note to her chief of staff in San Francisco, Sean Ellsburn, former supervisor. I wrote a note to him this week and said, Sean, 40 years later, do you think Dianne Feinstein has any regrets? Because that thing, after they demolished it, the speculator who owned it, he didn't want to build anything. He left it a hole in the ground for 20 years.
It was horrible. It was a reminder of all that had to be done and the people who had suffered from before.
And he just wanted to get his money out of Thailand. And they left this gaping hole. And I sent Sean Ellsburn a note and said, I know Senator Feinstein is rather busy these days, but I'm still curious if 40 years later she has any regrets. I don't think I'm going to hear back.
No, I remember we met with her once when I was in the assembly and we're sitting around the table, and she referred not to the Eye Hotel but to the Golden Gateway, if you remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't you think we did the wrong thing, Tom? And I said, well, I don't think so, Senator. I was on the other side, you know.
Yeah.
So no, and the Eye Hotel would have been much, much more of a graphic issue.
Yeah, much more poignant.
There's a lot of relief, comic entertainment relief in San Francisco. You know, we have the Outside Lands Festival.
Yep.
And Miss, his ladyship, Elton John, is going to be there, I think, on the 7th. I'm very tempted to go.
You should go.
See the Empress and pay homage. And then tomorrow night, well, August 7th, if you're listening, is the Sisters, I think Sisters Over Shanghai. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing that happened. The Sisters of Perpetual went to Shanghai, and they're in the streets, and you know, the reception was good, and you know, quite a lot of comedy, and the Dianne Feinstein, to this day, speaking of her, you know, hates the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence because she has no sense of parody or irony.
She has no sense of humor.
It's just ridiculous.
And of course, Sister Boom Boom ran against her.
Oh, right.
With that Surrender Diane. We put that on the cover of The Guardian. We had Sister Boom Boom.
That's a masterpiece that, you know, I bet there's not a lot of copies around.
Yeah.
And I would hold on to it. So it's at the Castro Theater. I think it starts about 7. There'll be many luminaries there speaking, but there'll really be someone good. Yeah, I'll be there. A guy from Chechnya, and that's what this is all about, raising money for the displaced and escaping Chechnya gay men and women who have been persecuted there and denied that, you know, the guy who's the chief maka is saying, you know, all these threatening bully things like, oh, do we have homosexuals? Tell me their address, you know, like the guy from the Mideast did the other day or the other year. Anyway, it's ugly, 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 and I'm hoping people will come.
And that is on the 7th.
Yeah, it's tomorrow night, Monday, and well, I'll try to be as inappropriate as possible for all my...
Fantastic. That will be well worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then this week or next week, we are going to see the trial of the young man who is accused of shooting Karen Stemley on the wharf. What a terrible tragedy.
For everybody concerned.
And the reality is, this is a criminal trial. Is the guy going to be guilty of the shooting? But it's also a political issue because, you know, Donald Trump ran for president
It's Dostoevsky. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. It's all the stuff. Well, if he hadn't been here in the country, if he hadn't crossed the border, if you hadn't been here illegally, been released.
The wonderfully eclectic, what's her name, Carla Marinucci, blamed, oh, it's the Trust Act, I think, you know, Tom Amiano's political career. I mean, these people are so narrow in their interpretation.
How about...
And you don't do a blame game like that when it's so complex.
And
you abrogate your duty.
How about the federal agent...
Tabloid.
How about the federal agent who left a loaded Sig Sauer military grade pistol in his car in a backpack with a bullet in the chamber ready to be fired with a hair trigger thing, and somebody's
probably getting a blowjob from somebody left a fucking gun in the
somebody stole the gun and left it on the wharf. That's the beginning of the chain of tragedy, not this young man getting out of jail.
The young woman can never be replaced. It's even hard to wrap your mind around her and her life and her father being there. But, you know, taking this and exploiting this and pimping this for the benefit of some, you know, Jeff Sessions, Donald Trump agenda and others, that to me is where the criminality lies. And I think that it won't quite reach the scale of the OJ trial, but
it's going to get national attention.
And it's used against us.
Absolutely. Fox News is going to be all over this, missing the point. And really, you know, other than a piece by Matt Gonzalez that ran in 48 Hills, there hasn't been a lot of attention to the fact that, wait a minute, this chain of events started with a guy who did something he never should have done, which is leave a loaded gun in a car.
It's very unseemly. And I think a lot of people, it's like approach avoidance about it. But I also can see the potential for it blowing up into a Trump speech or a rally in West Virginia with computer generated people, I'm a little nervous about it.
Oh, I'm really nervous about it
because I think it'll be a rather iconic.
And this is where we have to.
And the jury's chosen.
No, the jury hasn't been chosen yet.
Oh, that's
going to be
tough.
The pretrial motions start on Monday.
Well, I guess I just exempted myself.
No, Tom's not going to be on the jury.
Yeah. I was almost held in contempt once when I went to jury duty, and this was years ago, and the judge, they ask everybody, are you married? But not gay people. So when it came to me, what's your marital status? I said, in the eyes of the law, I'm not. But in the eyes of my lover of 10 years, I am. And the judge slammed down his thing. Well, hold you in contempt. It was some ass.
Wow.
And everybody.
Wow.
Well, I enjoyed it. Anyway, I didn't get chosen.
Yes. I've never been chosen for a jury either. Well, on that note, thank you for listening to the Tom and Tim Show.
Jacques Hughes.
We will be back next week.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.